75 hard daily because there's no secret formula. I lift heavy, work hard, and aim to be the best. Ronnie Coleman, lightweight baby. What up? This is Johnny, day 38 of my journey through the 75 hard by Andy Frisella. And today was kind of a cool day because yesterday I told you guys about how I had challenged myself. I was on a time crunch because of other like stuff I needed to get done in life. And so I needed to put everything into like this three and a half hour window. I did it. That was great. And so today I was like, you know what? I want to try that again. I want to challenge myself. And it's not everything. I want to challenge myself to do 2 45-minute workouts, read 10 pages of a nonfiction book, record this podcast episode, take a progress picture, and drink at least half a gallon of water for in this 3 hour window. That was what I was challenging myself. And so I said today, let's see if I can do it. So I gave myself the time limit, and in that 3 hours, the first thing I did was I went to the dirt trail over here by my house, and I took Karma and I went for a walk. I did a walk jog type of deal. It was kind of hot out, so we go down to this certain point and then turn around and come back. And on the way back, she was not feeling it. She's like, dude, it's hot. Why'd you bring me out here? Screw you. She had some choice words to say to me, but I could also tell she was enjoying it. So I got this jog walk hybrid in on the dirt trail. It was awesome. I was outside. I actually took my shirt off for part of it. I told you guys in another episode about how that's something that I really struggled with my self-image, and you know, just like, it's not something that I would normally do. But I was out there, the sun was shining, it was a nice, beautiful day. The trail itself was fairly empty. There were a lot of people. So there's a dirt trail, and then right next to it is a bicycle path. And honestly, it's probably more like there's the bicycle path is the main thing, and because people jog on that as well. And then next to that is the dirt like area, and that's what I walk. So there were people on the bicycle path, but not that many on the dirt path. I probably only passed maybe 3 or 4 people on the dirt path. And in the 45 minutes, it was probably, because I wasn't counting, I would say 10 to 12 people in total that rode by me on the bicycle during that whole 45 minutes. So that was the first thing I did. And then I turned around, I came home, I read my 10 pages of Side Hustle by Chris Guillebeau. Good book. Definitely check it out. Link in bio. No, it's not in the bio. It's in the description. And then I had not taken my water with me on the trail, which was probably kind of a big miss on my part. So when I got home, I was eating and I drank some water. I think I got my first quart in at that time. And then I took my progress pic, and then I turned around and I went to the gym. And when I got to the gym, at this point, I got there. I'm not even kidding. I think I had, when I walked in the gym, I had 48 minutes to that 3 hour mark. And so I got on the bike. By the time I got checked in and on my bike and actually going, I had 46 minutes and I hit it exactly. I got it done right as we were hitting that 3 hour mark. I did, you know what? Let me look it up really quick because it was like 9 miles today. I want to say it was 9.5 miles. Let me just pull it up. It'll only take a second. It was 9.4 miles is what I did on the stationary bike today. It was awesome. But anyway, all of this to say, what I did not do, I will tell you this. I did not finish my half gallon during that time. Right after I got off the bike, at this point, we would be past the 3 hour mark. I went and, or I had like maybe, because I did like 3/4 of it. So I probably had like 150 milliliters left to go. I think it was somewhere around there. So I just downed that really quick before I even walked out of the gym. So I didn't get it right in the 3 hours. It might have been like 3 hours and 2 minutes in order to get that half gallon in. But I did get it in. I did not get this podcast episode recorded. I just got back from the gym. Actually, I went to the store and I picked up some dinner. I'm going to do some salmon tonight with some pesto sauce. Call that a day. It's going to be delicious. And then I came home and now I am recording this podcast episode. So what this is telling me is that I can, in fact, do the main portion of this of 75 hard. I could get it done in a 3 hour window. I can. And that main portion is the 2 45-minute workouts, which if you think about it, that's an hour and a half. So that's half of it right there. And then the gym I go to is about 10 to 15 minutes away from my house. And so getting there and then getting home, that's another half hour. And that leaves me an hour to read 10 pages and take one photograph. If I do that, that's plenty of time. And then these episodes, I try to keep them under 15 minutes. So if I'm doing 2 hours for my workout and then an hour or 15 minutes for this podcast, that leaves me another 45 minutes to read 10 pages and take one picture. And I actually take four. I take two front and then two profile just to, because it's all set up. It's easy to go. And then during that 3 hours, I will also drink 1/2 gallon of water. And that leaves me the rest of the day to drink the other 1/2 gallon. I can have one before and one after. And throughout the day, of course, I'm eating. I'm not doing alcohol. I'm not doing cheat meals. But all of this together makes me realize once again how intentionality can play a big part. I mean, it has to play a big part, of course, if you want to do this. If you want to accomplish anything, you need to be intentional about the thing you want to accomplish. But what I am seeing is that this is a weekend. And so, well, you're hearing this on Monday, but this was Sunday for me. So 3 hours, and I can do this any other day of the week as well. I have a couple of days where they're more open than my main schedule. And if I were to just block out 3 hours per day, and those days that are a little bit more busy, I'll be able to turn around and say, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do an hour and a half. And that can be one workout and the 10 pages and one quart of water. And then the second hour and a half can be the other workout, the progress pick, and recording this podcast episode, and another gallon of water or another quart of water with the other 2 quarts somewhere throughout the day. Time blocking is going to be a very, I'm going to use time blocking a lot more as I round out the second half of 75 hard. I really see time blocking and being super intentional about what I want to do with my time being the way to move forward. I see this happening. And I can do this the days where I'm more free, putting everything together into a 3 hour time window. That's going to be good. And then the days where I'm a little bit more constricted because, like, my Mondays, full of calls. I'm on 6 different calls. 2 of them are an hour long. Three of them are 1/2 hour. And then one is like, it's scheduled for an hour, but if we finish in 20 minutes, we're done. And we all know, like, okay, boom. Now we've got the rest of this time block to do whatever we need to do. So on those days, if I can fit in 1.5 hours in the morning and 1.5 hours in the afternoon, it's really going to help me moving forward. Yeah, I'm really liking this idea. So that's just some encouragement to you, just a little bit of a different way to look at it. And I don't know why it took me 38 days. Well, 37, because I tried it yesterday. But I don't know why it took me this long. I'm a month in, and that's when I'm like, hey, let's see if I can gang all of this up together with the drinking the water, both workouts, reading 10 pages, taking a progress pic, and recording this this podcast episode. Can I do it all super, super concentrated? And yes, I can. I'm like Bob the Builder over here. Anyway, the inside reference. I hope you guys got that. Anyway, today was a good day. It was a lightweight baby. Just kidding. Because I didn't lift any weights today. It was all cardio. But it felt good. My legs they were jelly yesterday, and it felt good to just kind of get some movement in them today. When I was on the bike, I was probably about 12 to 14 minutes in before I was like, holy crap, this is going to start to suck. And then I flipped up the resistance a little bit and just put my head down and powered through. So definitely seeing the endurance going up a little bit more. Definitely feeling a little bit better about it. I see the pounds coming off. I'm reading faster. This is just, it's a journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And I'm in it for the long run. I'm really in it for the long run. So that's it for today. Day 38 is in the books. Thank you for tuning in. 37 more to go, and I will be back at you tomorrow with a fresh episode of 75 Hard Daily. Hope you're enjoying this. I'm your boy, Johnny. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. I really appreciate you. Peace out.